Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Travis Jones talked about his new contract extension as the Ravens prepare for Sunday's meeting with the Bengals.
It was exciting. You know, my mom was in town, luckily, so she was out here with me, and I'm just happy to get it done.
Was it anticipated, or did it come?
We was talking about it for like a week or two, and we just agreed on the right number and year, so happy to get it done.
How many teammates have asked for loans?
About a lot. I can't count right now. Yeah.
Well, you say you're happy to get done. Was it kind of weighing on your mind a little bit?
No, not really. I really let my agent handle the number stuff. I just focus on the football part of it. Yeah.
I mean, coming out of UConn, mm-hmm. You know, the background that you've come into, to get this kind of deal, what's that feeling like for you, considering all that, where you come from?
Yeah, it's a great feeling for me. You know, really for me, I just want to take care of my mom, sisters, and my nephew and niece. So now I'm in a stable situation to do that for them. Oh, yeah, for sure. My mom, well, she hasn't been working since I got drafted, but now she really don't have to work. Yeah. Only thing I want to get her a new house. That's about the only thing I want to get for her right now, off the top of my head. Yeah.
Is it the worst part having to talk about it here?
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
where do you see your game kind of evolving? I mean, you've already reached these heights. Where do you kind of see your game going?
I know. I just need to get better at pass rush for real. That's my only thing going into this off season. Get ready with my pass rush. Be more productive with that.
What's this year been like for you? I mean, Nnamdi goes down in week 2. I mean, I think more attention for you.
Yeah.
What do you think the season's been like for you in that regard?
You know, B's a great one of the best deep tackles in the league, but you know, B's going down. I just had to step up, and I feel like I could have did a little more, a lot of work to do, but I feel like I did all right.
Travis, what do you think has kind of spurred this turnaround with the run defense? I mean, you guys were near the bottom of the league that first month.
And where are we at now? Starting with our coach Dennis, you know, bringing the intensity practice every day with our technique and stuff, focusing and locking in on that, and just us going out there and trying to take the coaching and going out on Sundays and doing it.
You've mentioned the pass rush production, and I know you've talked about that for several years. You have high expectations for yourself.
Yeah.
How do you unlock it for them?
I think for me, I probably got to lose a little bit more weight than and do that. I feel like that would help a lot.
Do you take any solace in the fact that the league came out and said, yeah, sorry, that wasn't a penalty?
Oh, yeah, I know, that's sad. Right after the penalty, they went and scored. So I took that hard. I feel like we lost the game because of me, but we're going to see him again in a couple weeks.
Was it important for you to avoid grievance or any of that? Was that important? Did you not want to be part of that? Was there motivation to get the deal done before it got to that point?
Well, I let my agent handle that. We just wanted to get the deal done, and we got it at the right number and stuff, so I'm happy we got that out the way.
Chef, I think your coaches, you know, Dennis Johnson, at the beginning of the year, he was saying, you know, hey, when Travis is out there, he can be the best player on the field.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's always been these, like, high expectations for you. How do you kind of handle that? I mean, with a contract that'll continue for you, you know what I mean?
I really don't be hearing that stuff. I've just tried to avoid it, stay locked in on my details, my craft, and continue to work hard. And whoever I produce is what I produce. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I know you hang around here a lot, even in the offseason, you're in the weight room.
Uh-huh.
Can you speak to that work ethic, where that has come from for you?
That's something I always had since college. I always love going out there, putting in hard work, and being here with Kev, Sky, and those guys. They really pushed me to different high levels.
Travis, up one year, Zach Orsay thinks you're the most underrated defensive lineman in the league, and Harbaugh's talked about doing like
My confidence has always been high, but this year I'm just making a little bit more plays this year. It's nothing to do with the confidence. My confidence is always high. Yeah.
Justin, what's the longest you've gone without actually working out or having like a professional game football play?
Without working out? Maybe a week in the offseason? Yeah. Right to it.
All right.
Thank you.